Cousins. This is Shaquille, and welcome to session 4. I haven't spoken with you guys since the first session, so just to kind of get you caught up, I ain't been doing nothing. Working, being prepared for the holiday season. This is day after Thanksgiving, so I hope that everyone was able to eat. I did do a little cooking. I did give Will a plate. Hopefully he enjoyed it. But I hope that everyone was around their loved ones, people that you adore, show that gratitude, family, friends, or whoever. Just hope it was a good Thanksgiving for you all. If you have not listened to Will's last session, he did a movie review on Wicked. Great review. I personally look to Will when it comes to a movie review. He's one of the people that I take their opinion seriously. So, and a lot of other sources too, but I look for his opinion, you know, when it comes to a movie. And we both do. So, but definitely because it's a musical. He had a great review. I was waiting to the movie come out on streaming services. However, I said I might just go see it in theaters. It is 2.5 hours, so I'm just kind of debating about that. But definitely go check that out. Today's session will be covering, if anyone has not seen or heard, that Billboard has released a top 25 greatest pop stars of the 21st century. This list is a bit chaotic for me. So what I want to do today is just kind of go over the list, go through some people who I feel is deserving of the list, not deserving, should be up higher, should be ranked lower, etc. First, just to give a little background, the Billboard does have a podcast dedicated to this. It is a bit lengthy. They have been putting this list out, or started this list, I want to say like the end of August. And so they've kind of been rolling out, you know, each artist periodically, you know, slowly revealing the top 25. So some of the things that they rank the list by is, of course, it's Billboard. So it's going to always be hit singles, hit albums. But they also look at things like live performances, music videos, fashion style influence, tabloid gossip, and general cultural ubiquity, and everything else that goes into, you know, pop stardom, and just beyond the sheer numbers. And that's what sort of helped them make their decision. And they've been doing naming the greatest pop stars for each calendar year since 2019. But this time they did it on the 21st century. And I want to put focus on the 21st century because January 2001 began the 21st century. And we're still in the 21st century. So just want to kind of hone in on that because the list to me is a bit chaotic, okay? Coming in at number 25 is Katy Perry. 24, Ed Sheeran. 23, Bad Bunny. 22, One Direction. 21, Lil Wayne. 20, Bruno Mars. 19, BTS. 18, The Weeknd. 17, Shakira. 16, Jay-Z. 15, Miley Cyrus. 14, Justin Timberlake. 13, Nicki Minaj. 12, Eminem. 11, Usher. Coming in at number 10 is Adele. 9, Ariana Grande. 8, Justin Bieber. 7, Kanye West. Number 6, Britney Spears. 5, Lady Gaga. 4, Drake. 3, Rihanna. Number 2, Taylor Swift. And number 1, with no surprise, is Beyoncé. So before I get into the list and how I feel about that, let's get into some of the honorable mentions, which is shocking. Well, a few of them are pretty shocking, but I'll go through some that are notably had a great run, but Billboard's reason for them not being on the list, some of them, I'm not going to read all of them, but some of them make sense, some of them don't. So 50 Cent was honorable mention. I think that it's a great honorable mention. He has, I think he had a great run. He came in and you know, obliterate the rap game during a certain period of time. Let's see, Alicia Keys was also honorable mention. Ugh, it's just kind of hard to realize that, right? Because Alicia Keys during the era of like the early 2000s was, I mean, Songs in a Mirror, like Diary of Alicia Keys, like come on, it's If I Ain't Got You. But she hasn't had a real hit single since 2012, so I definitely understand. Billie Eilish was someone who I think that it's just a matter of her rise in a couple of years. Earlier, I feel like she would have maybe been on this list. So I think that it's no surprise she's a dominant force to be reckoned with. Cardi B was honorable mention. Carrie Underwood was shocking to me. I would have placed her lower on the list, just saying. Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera, but aside from her music, I feel like it just went in a different direction where she kind of disappeared and she came back and then she was on different shows and she was on different features. Yes, so I understand, but it's kind of hard to imagine like, wow, Christina Aguilera, right? Honorable mentions, Doja Cat. Of course, she's a triple threat, but I think she has more to come to make this list. But I think she's definitely a top contender. Dua Lipa. Future, was a little, Future has worked with everyone from Taylor Swift to Maroon 5 to like Ariana Grande. I don't know. I think that Future is a force. He has his own style. He has his own like sound, honestly. It's kind of hard to not put Future on that list. I think he does deserve to be maybe on the, not top 10 for sure, but he definitely deserved to be probably on the lower end of the list. Jennifer Lopez, won't say nothing about that. Kendrick Lamar was honorable mention as well. Lord, Maroon 5, really? Maroon 5 deserves to be on the list. Like, I'm not understanding that. Missy Elliott deserved to be on the list. Nelly was honorable mention. Olivia Rodrigo. Understand. Pink, don't know what the hell you're thinking there, but Pink deserves to be on the damn list. Like, what? I mean, Billboard's okay, so let's get into this. Is straight from Billboard. Why she's not on the top 25. She's a touring legend with a deep catalog, but she's never strung enough huge hit songs and albums together in one era to truly dominate the pop landscape. Are you kidding me? You can play So What right now, and I'm gonna get emo on you. You know, like, and this is what frustrates me with this list. Again, I think what we need to realize about the music industry, and when we're talking about hits, sales, charts, all of this shit started, from 2001 to now, the music industry has changed. So the way they count things towards charting has changed. So I really don't understand when you're going to make a list of the top 21st century, how you're not going to include people who has, like they said it themselves, of what they're looking like, what they kind of, influence, hit albums, hit charts, fashion style influence, tabloid gossip, general cultural ubiquity, live performance, music videos. Right, and and beyond sheer numbers and everything else that encompass what it is to make a pop star. How are you not going to include Pink? Like, I'm so confused on that. So honorable mention, there's one more I left off that honestly kind of tops my pissed offness about not being on this list. Pink was definitely one that pissed me off. Maroon 5 was definitely one that pissed me off. Chris Brown is not on the fucking list. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm befuddled. Like, I can't even, like, how? I just don't get it. So let's get into, read this really quickly straight from Billboard, why he's not on the top 25. Even as he rebounded quickly commercially, Chris Brown understandably remained a highly divisive figure in the pop world, with just those few years remaining treasured memories for nearly all. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, but are you saying that he, you know, since the incident with Rihanna, he was able to rebound commercially, and that's the reason why you didn't put him on the list because of that incident? Like, I'm not, scandal is, let me go back to what they just said now, tabloid gossip. Me and Will talked about this in season one, where when you are a pop star, when you're like in that industry, or, you know, you're an artist, sometimes you get to a point where, you know, you do go through scandal. And if you're that type of person or one of them people who is able to go through scandal, lose your endorsements, do all of this, but still rebound and still, because you're talented, your music is still being played, you know, you get over that, right? And you still have success. That is what legends are made of. And to me, Chris Brown is a legend. You can argue with me on that. You can't. But Chris Brown is a legend. So I just really don't understand how someone is dominant in the radio. I mean, you can't even, like, y'all, just try to really think about the sheer magnitude of Chris Brown in the music. Like, every feature, and we're not even talking about features. We just look at his songs, then look at his features and who he works with. Come on. That's like, I don't know. I was very, very like, how is he not there? But, and still relevant today. Like, are you kidding me? Like, Chris Brown came in, what, 2004, 2005, something like that? Y'all follow me? Like, what the fuck? I don't know, Billboard. So this is why mainly that list is kind of, to me. They didn't already piss me off all over again. I tried to calm myself down before I did this recording, but I was so like, what? What are you doing? Okay, so 25, Katy Perry. Obviously, I just knew we was going down here from there. Katy Perry, to me, deserves to be higher on the list. She dominated in 2008, came out with a bang. She recently just, you know, won a Vanguard Award and performing MTV, showing everyone that why she is the icon that she is. Like, come on. 24, Ed Sheeran. Don't feel no way about that. I kind of, I don't know. It's neither here nor there. Bad Bunny should not be on the list. They're coming in number 23. One Direction. When I think about One Direction, I'm thinking about, and I debated somebody with about this, and about boy bands. I do understand that Backstreet Boys and stuff came in the early, I guess, late 90s, early 2000s. I do feel like NSYNC should be on this list. But One Direction, I definitely understand why they're there. But when we were speaking about groups being on the list, where the hell is Destiny's Child? I'll wait. Okay. All right. Moving on. Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne. So I want to spend a little minute on this. Lil Wayne, to me, honestly, I have a childhood best friend at home back in Mississippi. And we could go probably Lil Wayne's song bar for bar. We were Wayne fanatics. So I love Lil Wayne. He is a GOAT. He's a legend in his own right. I think that Lil Wayne is deserving to be on this list, and honestly, I think his placement is correct. Outside of that, I think that for me personally, because I used to love Lil Wayne, I wanted Lil Wayne to, I think he, in my world, I would have placed him higher. Simply because, not given what he's done now, but I wish that Lil Wayne would have let his, like, I guess more tended to his personal life more in order for his career to go to the next level. I mean, he's been rapping since he was, what, 9, 8? He's been in groups and stuff. So he's done a lot. I'm not discrediting nothing. But I always felt like if you still got life in you, this is what you love to do, you rap or whatever, keep going. You know, you don't have to be the one that's trending all the time to still put out great stuff. It's just some of his stuff that he put out now is just so, I can't even listen to it because of his voice, you know, the drugs, allegedly. It's messed up his, you know, his voice, so he just doesn't sound appeasing anymore. And again, like I said, me and Will talked about this, and I feel like at some point, you have to let go of people around you. Maybe it's something in his team that, you know, he should have just said, hey, in this direction I'm trying to go, I can't have you. You know, we've seen Beyonce do that when it comes to the dancers and other people on his on her team. She switches up things all the time. And it's not to say they did a bad job. It's just that I need a new vision for where I'm trying to go. And I need people around me to help me create that vision that won't, you know, unconsciously continue to do the same things I've been doing. So I don't know if it was his team. I don't know if it was, you know, his personal lifestyle or if he just really got tired. But I really feel like Lil Wayne had a great influence. And I also feel like when I get to that number of that artist, that someone that he founded picked up where he lacked and took off, right? So that's why I feel about Lil Wayne on that list. So moving on, Bruno Mars. Whew, at one point, you know, I consider Bruno Mars the male Beyonce. I mean, the guy is like a fucking triple threat. The guy, I mean, he writes, he sings down, sings live, studio and live, which is a, I mean, not too many people can do that, and dance, and can command a stage. I love Bruno Mars, honestly. So I do feel like he deserves, and I still listen to Bruno Mars, like, heavily. So I do think that he needs to be higher on the list. BTS does not deserve to be on this list. The Weeknd, I think, is... I would place The Weeknd lower, but I think he deserves to be on this list. Shakira, deserving. Jay-Z, place him lower. He can go lower. I don't understand number 16. Miley Cyrus, deserving. Justin Timberlake, deserving. I don't know if his representation, I would consider he's used to be part of NSYNC and then his solo career. Yes, let's just throw him on the list. Nicki Minaj, number 13. She is deserving of the list. I feel like, in a nutshell, without spending too much time, self-sabotage. You know, she's another one. Me and Will definitely talk. Me and Will have spent, y'all, me and Will speak hours on the phone talking about this bitch. Like, we have been on the phone like, why the fuck did she put this video? Like, not more recently, because recently now it's just gotten like, we don't even talk about her, honestly. It's just like, it is what it is. But definitely during, like, you know, Pink Print and Queen albums and all this stuff, we was just like, oh, why the fuck did she do this? Oh, this album is horrible. Like, oh, these visuals horrible. Why she? And I know for a fact, I used to always talk about, like, how she flopped that damn Barbie Dreams video, like, horribly. She should have did something like, personally, how Meg did the Bigger in Texas video. She went back to Texas, kind of gave Texas in the video, you know, with all the aesthetics. She should have went back to Jamaica Queens, gave aesthetics, kept it cute, kept it simple, still gave looks, whatever. Yet, she want to, I digress, because I'm about to go on a rant with her. But I think it's more of the self-sabotage, you know, the people around her, the team. To me, the laziness, that's just my personal opinion, of her artistry now. And if you can't produce, if you're not in that mood, that's fine. Give yourself a little break, come back. But she doesn't understand the strategic moves of doing that, you know? She's strategic online, though, when she want to, you know, rile up the troops and stuff and do all of that. But to me, I think it's self-sabotage. I would, in a perfect world, because it's not like I just hate her. It's just that what frustrates me to not liking her is the fact that she doesn't understand the talent that she has, and she was lazy. She's lazy with her talent, and I really do think that in a perfect world, she should be higher on the list. Number 12, Eminem. Understandably, I mean, I don't know about 12, but I definitely think he's deserving of this list. Eminem is a great rapper. A cutthroat rapper. If you ever listen to him, Eminem literally is a great rapper. And he's more than likely always rapping about something with meaning. And that's what I do like about Eminem. A lot of people I don't feel like that's as popular, but, you know, he does represent that. I think that people should listen to Eminem and see that he always is rapping about something substantial and not always something, you know, materialistic or on ego. 11 is Usher, deserving of the list. I think his placement in between top 10 or right under 10, I think is pretty valid for me, for Usher. Okay, so we're getting to the top 10. And I did my own top 10. 10, Adele. Okay, deserving of, and I do feel like everyone that's on this list, a 10 and above, is deserving of being on the list. Their placement, however, again, I'm not going to spend too much time on that. I'll just give you my top 10. So, just to recap, 10 is Adele, 9 is Ariana Grande, 8 is Justin Bieber, 7 Kanye West, 6 Britney Spears, 5 Lady Gaga, 4 Drake, 3 Rihanna, 2 Taylor Swift, 1 Beyonce. Okay, that's Billboard. So, my personal list would be starting at number 1, Beyonce, Rihanna, number 2, Gaga, Britney Spears, 5 is Adele, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Kanye West, and Drake. So that is my top 10, okay? And when I was speaking on earlier, you know, Drake, I think Drake picked up the things Lil Wayne lacked and took off, meaning, you know, how modern Drake is, how engaging socially he is. He kind of creates music for the newer generation. I feel like Wayne should have came in. If he would have been there, been that, I think he would have been up. And like again, in my ideal and perfect world, he would have been higher on this list. Not saying Drake wouldn't have been on the list, just saying that, you know, Lil Wayne heavily influenced Drake. Which leads me to talk about why I feel, you know, Taylor Swift is not deserving of number 2. There's been so much outrage about this online, and my opinion has nothing to do with her personally. It is more so her fans and the outrage of why they wanted to put her as number 1. Let me start by saying about that Taylor Swift is heavily decorated. If you've been following pop culture for long as Will and I, you would kind of feel and see that all of these awards and I wouldn't even say awards, these achievements that they highlight and put on, they decorate these artists with, you know, most selling. I mean, honestly, some of this is just beyond, I ain't gonna say made up, but they just like, where did these come from, right? Like, for example, I can be the first black person to sit up here, black male that lives in Atlanta on, you know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to rub my feet and simultaneously do a podcast. And that's a chart. Like, that's a stat all of a sudden. I feel like they've created so much, like, stats on this girl where it's like you're heavily decorating people. I don't want to go through her decorations, but we already know she's won Album of the Year 4 times consecutively. Like, there's a lot that Taylor Swift has done. And my personal opinion about that is I feel like they're trying to pit her against Beyonce. And I mean, you just really can't. There's always been a thing that, you know, who we put against Beyonce, right? I asked someone said that they felt like, I personally thought, again, Rihanna should be number 2. And I've asked someone, we kind of debated, and I said, oh, well, tell me this, who is it that they've always pit against Beyonce? He was like, Rihanna. I said, exactly. So how is it that Taylor Swift now is being pitted against her, and we're talking about a list on the 21st century, and y'all put Rihanna as number 3? I'm not understanding that. No. And what is it? Y'all don't want 2 black girls sitting at the top 2? And y'all really mad that y'all really want to place her above? Y'all really want to put her at number 1? I mean, look. I'm going in that direction because it's November. We already know. I ain't gonna say people of color because fuck people of color. Black people have been going through a lot this November. We lost the Kamala didn't win. Mike Tyson lost. So we need this win, goddammit. Beyonce, yeah. And she announced, yeah, Beyonce always come in at the end of the day. She gonna lift our spirit. That representation we need sometimes. But y'all, they really trying to like discredit her. Taylor Swift fans are like trying to call out Billboard, trying to end Billboard. Like, they got so much power. Like, listen, I know social media has heavy influence and power, but them people aren't doing shit. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Only thing y'all doing is giving them more clicks and more views and more outrage, and that drives up their clicks and traffic on websites and pages and engagement. Like, people, they got to understand that. So all of this outrage will die down. They're not worried about that. I'm pretty sure execs and people on Billboard kind of knew that this was going to happen once they announced Beyonce as number one. Y'all, it's just been so much. It's not even fun anymore when it comes to that type of stuff, because it's like, why are you so, like, just because she has all of these stats, you can't not say that Beyonce don't have stats, and then you're trying to compare the stats. And I'm like, why are we comparing the stats now? Like, Beyonce, I mean, she is the first, and a lot of thing about her stats is Taylor has a lot of charting stats. Beyonce has a lot of stats that breaks. She has charting stats too, but she has a lot of stats that breaks, like, barriers for other people. You know, like, and it's more profound to me than just creating, three albums in a damn year. Just because you're trying to save your work catalog. Like, it's just too much. Or having, like, 3-5 versions of one album. Like, it's just beyond me how they are, like, Taylor is working that industry machine, which they all kind of tap into every once in a while. But come on now. Taylor had, like, at one point, 5-6 different versions of one album, including with vinyls and all this merch and stuff, like, on... to just boost up sales. And that just was, like, crazy to me. But, yeah, just want to throw out some things. You know, for those who don't know, Beyonce is the first artist in history to chart simultaneously at number one on 23 different Billboard charts. We already know about her most awarded Grammy history wins. She has 32. And now I think she has, is it 104 nominations now or over that? I forgot how many nominations, but we're over 100 nominations. With 32 wins. I mean, as far as, like, tour grossing, we know she's grossed over $200 million on each of her tours, all four of them. We know that she is, you know, has had, 9 number one Billboard hits in the last 4 decades. So that's the 90s. 2000s and 2010s, 2010s and 2020s, right? First woman to have her first 8 studio albums, debuted at number one in the U.S. You can't, like, the things that she has done, she's the first to do it. So it means beyond that, you will never be the first. You see what I'm saying? So people have to put respect on that. Yes, you can take that stat of hers and try to outsell it, but you can never be the first. And that's why I just want people to realize, and her fans to just calm down. They calling the Hive racist, Hive calling them racist. It's just a mess. But this list has definitely created a stir. But that's it for today. What I would like for people to do is, what are your thoughts? Who you think deserves to be on this list that was not on this list? Do you agree with the top 5 on this list? Do you agree with the top 10? Do you agree with people's placement on this list? I would love for people to just make up their own and see what, you know, drop in the comments your thoughts about all of this. That was it for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed this session. I will try to be back sooner to tap into some more personal things. But this definitely really kind of sat in my craw for the last 2 or 3 days. But it was nice checking up with y'all. Peace out. Thank you.